Christopher Florence, CC, ABL, is a native of Decatur, Georgia. He's been a Toastmaster. He began his Toastmaster career in 2010 as a charter of UPS Pleasantdale Toastmasters. During his time there, he had the opportunity to serve as Vice President of Education and Vice President of Public Relations on the club level. On the district level, he was program chair of the fall conference in Augusta, designed the conference program book, and sang the national anthem. He's currently a member of Dawnbreakers. On a personal note, Myron Chris is a recording artist, author, and CEO of Metal Mind Design, a graphic design website and online service company. He holds a bachelor's of fine art and a master's of arts, both in interactive media from the Art Institute of Atlanta and Savannah College of Art and Design. He's currently pursuing a master's in divinity in seminary. Today he will present to us Project 3, the sales training speech out of the Professional Speaker Advanced Communication Series. His objectives are to tell a sales audience how to sell a product using a planned presentation, inform a sales training audience about the human experience of the buyer-seller relationship, use entertaining stories and dynamic examples of sales situations, inspire sales people to want to succeed in selling. The time objective for this speech is 15 to 20 minutes. Please join for a boisterous standing ovation for Myron Chris.
Thank you. You all didn't stand up, but it's okay. It's okay. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
I am so happy to be here with you. If you will, you have a sheet of paper on your desk. It's turned over, so you flip that over. And if you don't have one, I think there's some to go around there. Tonight, we're going to talk about selling, the art of selling. Now, let's get a feel for who's in the room. If you are a salesperson and if you know that you love to sell, let me see you raise your hand. Anybody love selling? Anybody here that could sell spots to a leopard? Nobody? Now on the other side, do we have anybody that hates selling, that with a passion, you have a burning passion for selling? All right, one, two, I think that's about everybody here in the room. Okay. Well, I want to present to you today that whether you like it or not, we all are salespeople. What do you mean we're all salespeople? If you have a child and you're trying to encourage them or persuade them to do something that you want them to do, you have to sell them on that concept. And sometimes that selling might be other times as they get older, it might be through your words. If you're in a relationship of any sort, you're trying to get the other party to do something that you want to do, you have to sell them on whatever it is that you want them to do. So we all are salespeople. Now we have a lot of information. If you have a pen, make sure you pull that out because we're going to go through this form together. Does everybody have a pen? Does anybody need a pen? You need a pen? Take that. Couple. I can't hear. So since everyone here despises selling, what are your fears about selling? Anybody? We're going to be interactive tonight, so we're going to talk.
Having someone tell me no.
Telling no, so I would call that rejection. You can write that, rejection. Anybody else have a fear?
having to go back to the same people over and over again, feeling like you're being a nuisance.
Being a nuisance? Is there anyone else have anything? Being a nuisance? Feeling rejection? Okay. So those two represent everybody's fear, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much rejection, nuisance. I wrote down some others just in case that we didn't come up with anything. I wrote failure, feeling embarrassment. So any of those things. The point of writing down the fear is in order for you to challenge it or to face it, you have to acknowledge it. So we want to just make those things aware. Rejection, failure, being a nuisance. Those things are issues that we have to confront in selling. It says there, do the thing you fear, and the death of the fear is certain. Do the thing you fear, and the death of the fear is certain. So let's now describe or define what selling is. Because I know most people, as you think about selling, let me ask you, what do you think about? What comes to mind when you think about selling?
Personally selling or having or being sold?
Being sold to. When you think about a salesperson, what do you think of?
Telemarketers.
Telemarketers? And what about them? How would you describe them? What adjectives?
Annoying.
Sleazy, annoying. Anybody else?
Relentless.
Relentless. So I want to redefine what selling is. And if you write some of these things down, selling is sharing value. When you're talking to somebody and you went and saw a movie and you just loved the movie, don't you want to share that with somebody else? You want to tell them, this is a great movie, you need to go and see this. Why? Because you see the value in that movie. Or if you went somewhere, you went to Red Lobster's and it was the best thing ever. It's like, oh, I went to this Red Lobster's, I want everybody to go to this Red Lobster. So you share that because you see the value in it and you want to share that with somebody else. I think about my mom in this instance. She is like you. She said, she does not like selling anything. That's not me. However, as my introduction said, when I did a CD, and would you know, she was my top seller. I would give her 10 CDs. Okay, I need 10 more. I sold those already. I give her 10 more. Now this is the non-seller. Why? Because she believed in it. She had value. She placed value in it. And then we went on when I did a book. She was my top seller again. So if you see value in something, if you really consider it to be something great, then you'll do what it takes to get the word out. Then selling is, number two, building relationships. It's building relationships. People like to do business with people that they like. People like to do business with someone they might consider a friend. You might not go out every day or anything like that, but they have to like you, they have to trust you, they have to have some type of rapport with you. So selling is building relationships. Selling is meeting needs. Number three, meeting needs. Selling is meeting needs. And finally, selling is a mindset. There's a thing called the 80-20 rule. 80% of selling happens in between your ears. It is how you view yourself, that confidence. Because if you don't believe in yourself, then when someone rejects you or rejects what you're offering, then you will feel like they're rejecting you. But it's not you that they're rejecting. It's your offer for whatever reason. So we have to make sure that our own perspective, our own mindset is correct. So then when we do approach selling, that we're doing it correctly and we're not offended if we get 5 no's, 10 no's, because you can still look in the mirror and say, I'm still fine. I'm still sexy. I still got it going on. So those are the four things: sharing value, building relationships, meeting needs, and it's a mindset. Now we're going to go into what I call FABs. As you sell anything, these are the three things that you need to make sure that you know. And you do this, you research this beforehand, and make sure you have a firm grasp of these three things. Now, going forth, we're going to talk about specifically about Toastmasters. So our service will be Toastmasters, getting someone in here or getting someone to become a member of Toastmasters, because I know we all are Toastmasters or have a desire to be Toastmasters, or else you wouldn't be here, right? So that's something we have a common ground for. The three things are features, advantages, and benefits. I was trying to figure out, what are the difference between features, advantages, and benefits? Don't they sound kind of, they can be synonymous? But I found this sentence, and really, it really just sums it up for me. It says, our product or service has blank, and that's the feature. And that means blank, that's the advantage, which will allow you to blank, that's the benefit. Now let's go back. Our product or service has blank, and that's the feature. A feature, if you write this down, a fact about the product or service. So it is a fact about the product or service. Then you have the advantage. It means what the feature does. The advantage is what the feature does. And finally, the benefit is what that means to you. The benefit is what everyone wants to know. What's in it for me? So now it's your turn. Let's think about these things, the feature, advantage, and benefit. First, we're going to start off with the features of Toastmasters. What features do you perceive that Toastmasters offers?
Training.
Okay. Anybody else? You can write down training. Okay, we'll go with that. So, go.
What more?
If you have more.
It's an international organization.
International organization. Okay. So training, international organization. Now let's pick which one of those we want to pick. Training or international organization? Anybody just holler at one.
Training.
Okay, so what's the advantage of the training? And advantage, I mean, what the feature does. So if you're trained, what would that provide you with? What's an advantage that would offer you?
Knowledge.
Okay. So knowledge. Through training, you get knowledge. And what is the benefit? So think about the person that you're trying to persuade. What is a benefit for them? If they get that knowledge, what does it mean for them?
Confidence.
Okay, that's a good one. Anything else?
Promotion.
Good. Personal growth. So does everybody see the differences between feature, advantages, and the benefits? Yes? No? Maybe so. Yes? Okay. So those benefits are the things that we want to push. Those are the things we want to sell the person, because that's what they want to know anyway. What's in it for me? Next, once we find out the benefits, the features, and the advantages of our product, then we're going to figure out who can benefit from this training, from the knowledge, from the confidence, from being promoted. What are some people groups that could benefit from that?
Sales staff.
Sales people. Mm-hmm. Sales staff.
Managers.
HR people.
HR. Good. We got staff, managers, HR people. Now's the time again for us to pick which one we want to choose, which one we want to use to go for. Staff, managers, HR person.
Managers.
All right. What is a problem? Going to the next thing, we have problems or needs. Then we're going to find out a solution, and then we're going to think about anticipated objections of that person. Of manager, what's a need that a manager needs? What's something that a manager needs?
Constructive feedback.
Okay. How can Toastmasters provide them? What's the solution that Toastmasters provides to providing constructive feedback?
Practice it through evaluation.
Is there another problem or need that a manager would have?
He may have to make his monthly presentations.
Make monthly presentations? And how can Toastmasters help that?
We have programs for making technical and regular presentations.
Programs for technical and other programs. Good. Now, of just in general, what is an objective that you feel someone might have to Toastmasters? You're trying to get them to come to Toastmasters. What are some objections that they might have?
I don't have the time.
Lack of time. What else?
Money.
Don't have the money. One more.
Long-term commitment.
Time, money, long-term commitment. Because these are things that we're going to have to face, especially in Toastmasters. We have to think about these things. Like we just talked about earlier, the fears and realizing what are the barriers. These are the barriers that we're going to confront. So if we know these head on, then we can figure out how we can work around these, how we can confront these. So let's say someone says it's too expensive or it's too much money. What's something that you can tell them to persuade them to see?
If they have to go to a public speaking class, they would spend much more than they would spend in Toastmasters.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. You mentioned long term. Also, how can you persuade them about long term something that's...
say view it as a personal investment in
themselves. An investment, that's good. Look at it as an investment. And what was the other one that we had? Don't have the time. How can we challenge that objection? And that goes back to your investment. You're making an investment.
Right.
Where do you want to go? What's your goal? And if you make that investment, you have to make an investment if you want to go somewhere. You have to do something different if you want to get somewhere you've never been. So next we're going to do about closing the deal, closing the sale. So let's say we got somebody to come to a Toastmasters meeting. And now we're trying to get them to be a member, to actually join. They came once. Even came twice, but now, okay, we need you to be a member. We want you to be a member. There are three or five things that you can use. The first one is comparison. C stands for comparison. And I'm going to just tell you all of them, and then I'll go back over them. Comparison. L is loss, L-O-S-S. O is opinion. Opinion. S is story, and E is example. So we have comparison, loss, opinion, story, and example. A comparison. Comparison means that you're actually kind of helping them along. So we've talked about the value and what they're trying to get out of Toastmasters, what they want out of the program. So then you tell them, and so you might help them fill out the membership form, and then you ask them, well, when do you want to join? Or when can you join? Can you join today? And then that's kind of forcing them to have a yes or no, yes or no answer. That's trying to get them to that close. Next, you have loss. You might tell them, you're wasting time if you continue. If you don't join, then who knows how much further along you could be if you would just go ahead and join. So you're showing them that they're going to lose something. You're going to lose out on time and money and whatever it may be. Then in the O, opinion, you'd ask them, do you see the value in Toastmasters? You've been coming these two times. Do you see the value in it? They say yes. And you say, okay, well, why don't you go ahead and join? Next, I use this last two interchangeable, story and example. You give them a story, whatever story you can think of that will persuade them, as well as give an example talking about specific results of buying, or in this case, using the service, which we already talked about those advantages and benefits and things that other people have taken from it. And last, well, first, next we'll go to how to handle objections. They might say no. They might say not right now, or whatever it may be. You want to handle the objections by challenging the objection, not the person. Challenge the objection, not the person. It's not a personal threat. But you also want to ask the question, why? Because a lot of times you might ask them, well, is it the money? No, it's not the money. You ask them, is it the time? That whatever it is, if you continue to question them and ask them, then you'll get to the heart of the matter. So continue to question them and to challenge that objection, but not the person. And then there are times when you just can't make the close. And in those times, we normally cannot make the close because we have not shown them enough value in what it is that we're offering. So we need to use the three R's, and those are to retreat, to reevaluate, and reapproach. Retreat, reevaluate, and reapproach. Because we have to think about their specific needs a little bit more and think about how can this help them. And if we do that, and once we come up with 3, 4, 5 other values or things that we can talk to them about, then we want to reapproach them. Not that we're being pushy or anything, but we just see the value in what we have and we want to offer that to them. So, in closing, how many people can see the value in this presentation? Of those that were fearful about selling, and that pretty much was everybody, not wanting to sell, after this presentation, do you feel like you can feel a little bit better about selling or promoting Toastmasters? Well, that's the objection. All right, Mr. Toastmaster.
Great presentation. That was ubiquitous.